I am Dr. Charissa Ruth Kutzer, and I'm going to be sharing with you the ultimate mystery, a Hebraic perspective to this, written by Professor Dr. Liebenberg. God has called us to do two things. First, we are to never give up studying and seeking the correct interpretation of any given Bible passage. And second, such opportunities are golden moments for us to learn, to show grace and love to others whose understanding of a given passage may differ from ours. Throughout our teachings, we use a slightly different vocabulary to that which some might be accustomed to. We have chosen to use what many refer to as a messianic vocabulary, and the reasons being, firstly, using Hebraic sounding words is another way to help you and me associate with the Hebraic roots of our faith. Secondly, these words are not merely an outward show for us. They are truly an expression of who we are as Messianic Jews and Gentiles who have taken hold of our inheritance with Israel. Satan has crippled beloved Christians for the last 2,000 years. He has masterfully deceived the very elect from Christianity and drew them into a black pit of obscurity, blurring their minds and distorting the fundamental truth of the core reason why Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, allowed His Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, to be brutally murdered. This fundamental reason is so profoundly important that Yahweh, through His Word, the Bible, concentrates systematically with unrestrained effort to the fulfillment of His immaculate plan for His people. We have all been taught that Israel is the Jewish people and the Jewish people are Israel. And this misunderstanding has distorted our ability to truly comprehend from the scriptures all that was originally intended by Yahweh. The greatest prophecy of the word of Yahweh concerns this very topic and is the epicenter of the entire plan of our Heavenly Father. This teaching is undoubtedly the key to understanding the entire word, the Bible. Many scholars who came to grasp this phenomenal revelation quote the late Professor C.A.L. Totten of Yale University's profound words concerning this crucial subject. He said, "I can never be too thankful for the Almighty that in my youth He used the late Professor Wilson to show me the difference between the two houses. The very understanding of this difference is the key by which almost the entire Bible becomes intelligible. And I cannot state too strongly that the man who has not yet seen that Israel of the scripture is totally distinct from the Jewish people is yet in the very infancy the mere alphabet of biblical study, and that to this day the meaning of 7/8 of the Bible is shut to his understanding." Both Professors Totten and Wilson clearly understood the vivid word of Yeshua, "I came only for the lost sheep of Israel," and that we read in Matthew 15, verse 24. That is the new covenant. With that in mind, let's start our journey. What is our responsibility as instructed by our Heavenly Father? Some years ago, a book called The Highest Form of Worship is Studying the Word was written by Professor Liebenberg. And that teaching has been embedded in my brain even till today, Professor Liebenberg says. We need to, as Christians, understand how crucial it is to study Yahweh's word. Passages like the ones listed below run shivers down our spines. Take, for example, the first passage here from Isaiah. Christians can all quote it from the top of their heads. You know what? We actually do the first part very, very well. But you see, with this first part comes conditions and consequences, which is in the second part, and that just seems to get ignored. Isaiah 4 verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You see, now here's the second part. "Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me." And that we see in 1 Peter 2 verse 9. "Seeing thou hast forgotten the law," which is the Torah, "of thy God, I will also forget thy children." A curse on your children simply because we have rejected our Heavenly Father's instructions. You see, the very same words are echoed in the New Covenant. "Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And that we read in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Then we find the red letter words directly from Yeshua, Jesus Christ himself. "Therefore go and make taught ones, disciplined followers of all the nations, immersing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the set apart Spirit, 20, teaching them to guard all that I have commanded you," which is our Heavenly Father's Torah. And that we read in Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20. "Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down." Where do we read that? Mark 7, verse 13. "Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down." Meaning, a spirit of tradition makes the word of Yahweh of none effect. Please stay tuned in for the continuation of the series of The Ultimate Mystery in the Bible. We thank Professor Liebenberg from Hebraic Roots Teaching Institute for sharing with us and allowing us to share this treasured information of walking through the ancient paths of time.